me estuvieron investigando.
There's research being done into me, I see. Thank you very much for the question. Without wanting to repeat myself after having spoken earlier, I would like to share with you what my experience has been as the president of a consumer organization. There's another colleague here as well who has worked in the implementation of consumer protection, Ricardo Salazar in El Salvador, namely. And then as a civil servant in Argentina, I've also played this role. I think that the key for ensuring a consumer movement that is stronger domestically, at least in my country, hinges on a total reorganization of the legal system governing this. We have a very strong starting point. I say this because in Argentina, the consumer organizations are the only civil society bodies that are recognized expressly in our constitution, Article 42. That's a very relevant point when it comes to the entire legal structure that we have in place. Without that, we can't get our work done. Now, this constitutional recognition, we need to add a legal framework that is clear, transparent, laying out clear rights and duties or obligations and rights for the consumers. This would allow for an auditing of the actions taken by the state, but this should also give sufficient leeway to allow for these associations to consolidate themselves as civil society organizations. I think that we need to, or at least I use the example of my country, again, my country, we need to address this idea that consumer organizations have to be bedfellows with the power structure. No, the government needs to understand that the role of consumer organizations oftentimes is to bother them, to hassle them, if you will. Until we understand that, the consumer organizations, at least in my country, run the risk of being subjected to or subjects of the government in place. As a civil servant, my challenge is to foster that cultural change. The consumers or consumer organizations should not be, legal or offices that are camouflaged, that just are driven by lawyers. No, they need to truly address the concerns of the consumers that are submitting claims and complaints. That's a very big challenge for my country as well. Further, beyond the technology that allows us to have access to all corners of our country, it is very important nationally that we develop a consumers movement that includes associations that have a presence throughout the entirety of the country. It's not enough to have one headquarters in the capital and then presume that all consumers in the country are being represented. No, because there are different needs. They vary depending on where one is geographically. In Argentina, we have an interesting development that's come as regards the authorities implementing these regulations, both on the municipal level and nationally. It's not an issue, actually, with the consumer organizations, but I would say, in a nutshell, and thanking you all for the question, we need to restructure the legal structure, and we need to make a concerted effort to bring together all of the consumer organizations. Thank you.